أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل للذين آمنوا يغفروا للذين لا يرجون أيام الله ليجزي قوما بما كانوا يكسبون. من عمل صالحا فلنفسه ومن أساء فعليها ثم إلى ربكم ترجعون. وعن سيدنا عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه was pursued by one of the disbelievers, and this person became a source of difficulty for Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And as Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu decided to retaliate. And then there's another incident also with regards to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that in the battle of Bani Mustaliq there was a well by the name of Muraysi'. And in that battle, the leader of the Munafiqeen, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, was also in that battle. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had had some of his servants at the well that stopped others from taking water until Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had not taken water. And thereafter Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul had heard about this, that his slave has been delayed because preference was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and moreover it was Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that had taken this responsibility, then he made a statement in Arabic saying, Sam min kalbak ya'kuluk, you fatten your dog and then the dog will come and bite you, referring to the fact that these were muhajirin, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were not born in Madina Munawwara. They came to Madina Munawwara. We had given them a place to stay. We had shared with them, although he had done nothing really. So now we fatten them, and now they come back to bite us. Wa na'udhu billah, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul had left no stone unturned in bringing difficulty upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard this, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wanted to retaliate, that whilst I was trying to give Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preference, which was nothing but adab and etiquette, which was the right thing to do. And this is the kind of remark Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul makes. So on this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to those who have brought iman, يَغْفِرُوا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ أَيَّامَ اللَّهِ, that they should forgive those who do not have any hope in the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here is that let these incidents of this nature pass. And the message to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and all those that would like to retaliate on incidents like this is a very clear message. Let it pass. Don't worry about these matters. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say those who do not believe, but they do not have hope in the ayyam Allah. And what is the ayyam Allah? Literally, it is translated as the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So some of the mufassirun, some of the commentators have stated that here it refers to the day of qiyamah. And the day of Qiyamah is a day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will either reward or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish. Ayyam Allah could also refer to the days in this material world. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ, that in this material world there will be those days that will come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower His mercy upon the believers, and obviously it will be destruction and defeat for the disbelievers. So in this world also, they do not have this hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy will descend if they bring iman, and hence Allah Rabbul Izzat refers to these days as ayyam Allah, liyajziya qawman bima kanu yaksibun, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may recompense the people because of what they had earned in this material world. Man amila salihan fali nafsi, whoever acted righteously, it is to his benefit. In other words, nobody else benefits but the person that becomes righteous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take any benefit from our ibadat. It is to our advantage in this world and in the hereafter. وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ, and whoever carries out evil, فَعَلَيْهَا, then that evil will be to his own detriment. It will be against him. ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ, then to your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O insan, all of you will return. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks very briefly about the Bani Israel. Like revelation came down to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, revelation came down to the various Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. The Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam guided the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But eventually what happened? وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحُكْمَ وَالنُّبُوَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly we gave the Bani Israel the Kitab via the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, the Torah, the Injil, the Zabur, etc. وَالْحُكْمَ, and we had also given them sovereignty, we had given them kingdom, and one translation will be granted them wisdom. وَالنُّبُوَّةِ, we kept the nubuwat amongst them, and that is the highest ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can bless a nation, that Anbiya alayhimus salatu wa salam were born in their midst, Anbiya alayhimus salatu wa salam grew up in their midst, and then guided the people. And then as far as material sustenance was concerned, وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ, we had sustained them from wholesome pure food. وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, and over and above that, at that particular time, we had given them virtue and preference over the people of the world. وَأَتَيْنَاهُمْ بَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ, and then we had given them clear evidences insofar as the deen was concerned, very clear, very direct messages from Allah. There was no ambiguity insofar as the message of Allah Rabbul Izzat was concerned. But what happened? فَمَخْتَلَفُوا إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ, because after the knowledge had come down to them, they began to dispute, they began to argue, and that was because of animosity between them. Knowledge was in their midst, but they could not appreciate this knowledge, and they could not turn towards Allah. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَقْضِي بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, certainly on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge in the matters between them. فِيمَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ, in those matters in which they had deferred. So the knowledge had come, but they could not settle on the complete and total ibadat of Allah insofar as the iman was concerned and following the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.